Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
It's like a.
There's like a loop at the end.
It's like
a G almost.
It starts like the you know the R has the drop and then the swoop.
Yeah.
This is like a drop, loop, and then the swoop.
Yeah.
You loop it and you swoop it and you pull. it's very difficult. It's a different type of thing. I remember being in elementary school and they're teaching it to us, and I'm like, this is not gonna be important.
And it's not. You knew.
I knew. Dude, I
took it very seriously.
Oh, dude, that's crazy. That doesn't make sense.
I was a big nerd.
Yeah.
I knew we were just going to be signing everything digitally back then. I knew it. I was like, listen up. Touchscreens and chips are the future. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, just trust me.
I remember they're trying to teach us how to look up something in the dictionary, like how it's alphabetical. It's almost like a camera panning where, like, my brain is, like, looking at it. I'm like, I bet this is important anyway. just looking at my fingers, not even, like, a toy or a book. Just looking at my hands.
Yeah, you're like, oh, look at this.
Look at these fucking things. These aren't as big as that fucking clown I'm going to meet in 20 years.
Dude.
What the fuck is his name? I should find out.
No.
The clown?
Yeah.
The clown.
What do you think the clown's name is? Mittens?
Mr. Clown.
That'd be great.
And they're like, hey, man. Real quick.
Yeah.
Your name fucking sucks.
Why? Do you not understand what my job is? Like, no, okay. We get it. It's right there.
Yeah. I'm a clown and, more importantly, a man.
Hell
and
yeah. I need you to know that, and I need you to respect me. When was the last time you were at the circus?
When was the last time I was at the circus?
Where were you?
If you kind of think about it.
I can't remember.
Life's a
circus.
Does
Cirque du Soleil count?
No.
Okay, then.
Wait. I say yes.
It's not the circus.
But it has.
That's a fucking
That's pushing the envelope of circusry.
All right.
Listen, man, there's like fucking three circuses.
Cirque means circus in French.
Oh, I thought it meant.
Don't.
All right, fine.
What did you think it's.
No, fine. It's artsy shit.
It's still the circus.
It's still the circus.
That's like being like, no, Transformers is the movies. Everything else is not the. Like,
I said that yesterday.
That only Transformers is going to the movies. Everything that's some other shit.
Yeah.
Going to see an actually intelligent movie. That's other shit.
I love that you think Transformers is an intelligent movie.
No. All I'm right. saying
yeah,
I'm Transformers is the dumb shit.
Yeah.
And then seeing like a fucking Fellini movie or something is not. That's what Cirque du Soleil is in comparison.
I think the gap between a Fellini movie and Transformers is much larger than Cirque du Soleil to circus.
Brian, I was on your fucking side.
What about the Universal Circus?
Dude, that's the only circus I respect. Is the Universal Circus.
Hell yeah. They got,
Don't.
No, I got nothing.
Anything you're going to say would be bad.
No.
Universal Circus is the black circus.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like the Harlem Globetrotters
of
circus.
Yeah.
Well, no, because Harlem Globetrotters play basketball, which black people also do.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just remember the commercials and they had the black guy who's a ringleader.
Mm-hmm.
And wait, that's where that term comes from.
Ringleader?
Yeah, not from heists. Usually here.
No, it's ringmaster.
Ringmaster. Okay, never mind. I got excited. I thought I hit a fucking a jackpot of information.
It was one thing.
Yeah, man. For me, that's a lot.
I guess knowing a thing is big for you.
Uh-huh. It's pretty exciting these days. Universal Circus. There's Ringling.
Ringling Brothers.
Ringling Brothers.
Barnum and Bailey.
Yingling Brothers and Bailey.
The Yingling Brothers.
And Bailey's there.
Bailey's.
Irish cream.
I'm so stupid. It's crazy.
What do you think is the best part of a circus?
Leaving. The end of it.
It's gotta
when
be
they
it.
Stop hitting the animals.
Whose joke is that? Oh my God. When someone's with their with their daughter, and their daughter's like, Dad, how do they get the bear to pedal on the bicycle? And he goes, what? They hit them.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, someone's fucking great joke there.
I hate the circus.
Zoo's not great either, but a little bit less evil, I would say.
I don't know, man.
I haven't been to a zoo in a long time either.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, neither have I.
What's the last zoo you went to?
I think the Central Park Zoo.
There's a zoo in Central Park.
Yeah, dude. I didn't know that either.
You know there's like a petting zoo in Ridgewood?
What?
That yeah, sounds so sad.
Yeah. There's like,
it's like
really
a barbershop you just pet the Italian man?
it's one guy who owns a tiger at a barbershop.
Oh, my God.
No. You come in, you get a fade, and he lets you pet his tiger.
Okay.
No,
like, but there's do I like, have to pet the tiger? He's like, you have to pet the tiger.
Yeah. That's the tip.
Yeah. Pet the tiger.
But no, it's like there's like this kind of like a park in a reservoir.
Okay.
Like deeper into Ridgewood, like not near any public transportation at all.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a petting zoo there, and it seems really sad.
Yeah, man. That's Ridgewood is weird because it is Queens, which means there is usually more space, but it's like not that far into like it's still Brooklyn almost, you know? Like
yeah, but it's the part that gets deeper like towards like Maspeth and like
I forget
like
Ridgewood is kind of big.
Yeah. This is for this
goats?
Goats?
What else are in petting zoos?
Ducks.
I've never pet a duck.
Well, I think you feed
rabbits?
The ducks.
You oh, okay.
And they're sheep.
And they're like sheep. Okay.
There was a petting zoo on Long Island. Had a mini horse.
Get the fuck out of here.
Is that different from a pony?
Yeah, because they never get big. They always stay mini.
Ponies are just wait, no, ponies are a different species.
Ponies are different
yeah.
than
small the baby horses.
Yeah, this is even littler.
So you got tiny horse. You got pony. And you got a baby horse, and then you got an adult horse.
Yeah, man, there's too many horses. Make one size
a
horse.
What's a Mustang? This is a wild fucking horse.
Sick car, dude.
It's like a fucking cat. That's Chuck asking for food in the middle of the night.
That's me revving my 5.0 Mustang 2 blocks away from my girlfriend's house so she knows to come out because her parents don't like me.
Yeah. Tell him he can knock on the door.
Yeah. I honk. Tell her I honk. Me fighting. Oh, man. I wish any of my girlfriend's parents hated me that much. That seems kind of fun.
Yeah. Were they mostly indifferent to you?
I feel like they mostly were like, there's no way this is her boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
This is just like a guy that's always around and they're kissing.
Okay.
Oh.
I feel like you would get some, I bet parents like you.
Parents love me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the boyish good looks and a kind demeanor.
I think so.
Okay, now compliment me.
You just got a lot of jewelry. That fanny pack you just got is sick.
Mm-hmm.
You have an intense energy
mm-hmm.
that some people will think is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
Oh, no. Intensely insecure.
But if you're really loud about it,
uh-huh.
people are like, there's something going on here.
You're like, I'm really yeah. sad. And they're like,
I want to die. And then everyone's like, this guy fucking loves being alive. And I'm
like,
no, that's not what I'm saying at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, that's the opposite.
Yeah, that's so true. I do the same thing. I think I'm very neurotic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll open up about how I feel and like my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just exposure therapy for me.
Yeah.
Where
right.
if I reveal my insecurities, it just makes me, it quells my anxieties. But I think people can interpret that as confidence.
Yeah, I think so. Like,
yeah, because they think you know, like you really know yourself. They're like, this guy really gets it. And then you're like, nah, man.
I'm just selfishly motivated.
Yeah. 100%.
No, I get that. Is that thing where like, even if you have, because everyone has faults, obviously, but like
what?
If you're just, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I made a list for you. Don't worry.
I would love to never hear it.
I ate it. I just needed to get it out of, I needed to write it just to see it and go, okay, ugh.
Because here's the thing.
I wrote it on bread.
I don't even know where to start with that.
Best part. Start with the best part.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's not here anymore.
Yeah, fair.
And it's just crazy for me to find out that I have faults.
Well, what do you think about this podcast? To find out things about ourselves, about our friends.
Leif's also here.
Leif's also here.
Yeah. I don't want to know anything
uh-huh.
about anyone. Or myself.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That seems like an unrealistic thing to ask for.
I want to live on a sensory deprivation planet.
Uh-huh. And you just don't feel that you're numb to everything?
I just want to float in a tank.
Oh, you mean like legitimately a tank that you would use for sensory deprivation.
But the size of a planet.
But the size of a planet.
The size of a planet. A
and
sensory
the
deprivation
other
planet.
Is Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
It's me and Joe Rogan. We do DMT and we
float
fuck
around
hard. And I'm the top.
Yeah, I can see
okay,
that.
Okay, I can see that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now say whatever the fuck you were going to say.
I don't even remember. That kind of whole that thing just blasted my memory.
Just like DMT does.
What's the hardest drug you've ever done?
Coke.
Oh, that's pretty hard. Was that an accident?
No. Is that common? Do people accidentally do coke?
I have no idea. I've never done any, I don't know what drugs happen. I don't know how they happen. I don't know who
well,
does
you
them.
You definitely have to snort cocaine on purpose.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah. But I could see it being an accident if you're blackout and someone hands it to you and you're just like, I don't know.
Maybe someone's like, hey, smell my new perfume, and they turn their palm over and there's coke in it. And you're like,
that'd be fun. but someone, I've done salvia, which I think is the most intense.
Okay. I don't really know what that is.
It's legal because it's so unpleasant.
Yeah, it's like, isn't it like really, really intense for like,
it's really intense for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But it's like an, it's like technically, so there's like an incense or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So when you smoke it, it's, you hallucinate, like it's intense hallucinations.
Uh-huh.
And you lose any concept of time, so it feels like forever.
Oh,
but
God.
But when you get out of the high, you're drenched in sweat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like a fever.
Yeah, it's terrible. But I was a big pothead in college, and my friends thought it would be a funny bit to put salvia and then cover it with weed. And so you'd smoke it unknowingly.
Oh, my. What are you? I've heard this type of thing where people were like, all right, we hid this kind of drug inside of that. Like, what's wrong with you? That's people's minds you're fucking with.
Just hanging out with a bad group of people.
So what happens when you take it with weed?
Well, the weed doesn't do anything. You just get intensely high from salvia.
Uh-huh.
It's just a decoy. It's like when someone puts leaves over a hole. Over like a hole.
wait, so how long did the high feel like for you?
Forever.
Get
it's
the
it's
fuck
one of the most
of
unpleasant
here.
Experiences
oh my
I've ever
God.
Had. Ugh. Yeah. Like, the best way to describe it is it's like you're turning the pages of a book and it feels like reality is torn.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, the world's just crushing on top of you constantly.
That sounds like some kind of torture, like some kind of like new torture device, like waterboarding to the next level.
Yeah. Page turning.
Yeah, page turning.
Damn, dude, I got page turned.
Yeah, that's brutal. And it's legal because it's so.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get a, you don't form an addiction to it.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so funny to be like, yeah, man, go for it if you want. It sucks.
Yeah.
That's like if all food's illegal and they're like, yeah, but you can like buy anchovies.
Yeah.
No one's
yeah.
just going to eat them all the time.
Right.
Although people do get it on pizza.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
People don't. People love anchovies.
I was trying to think of a bad
that's a
food.
No, that's a Brussels sprouts anchovies. That's what people make
I
fun of in cartoons.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Huge
dude.
Fan of Brussels sprouts.
We're three Brussels boys here. I'll tell you that, dude. Shut up, Leif. No, we love that shit. What's your stance on Brussels sprouts, Leif? And make it fucking quick. Thumbs up. He didn't even talk.
Thumbs
that's
up,
my man. I'm beating him down, and I feel bad about it.
Well, I steam him, and then I hit him at the end with a fry pan.
See, the steaming is
so
what
good.
People don't like. No, boiling is what people
boiling,
don't like.
No, boiling is bad.
It makes it farty.
It's still good.
But
we're socialized to hate Brussels sprouts.
That's absolutely true. I don't know why in the fucking early 90s and mid 90s, it was like a big fucking like a big Brussels sprout was getting fucking destroyed in cartoons. Yeah. It was like, if you don't do your homework, we're going to make you eat Brussels sprouts. And people acted like it was fucking a bag of shit.
It was the asparagus lobby was paying money to badmouth Brussels sprouts.
That makes more
that
sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now that I'm an adult, I don't know if asparagus is worth it because the smell of your urine is atrocious.
We've had this issue, and I think asparagus is fine, but how much water it takes to make asparagus is like as bad as almost meat.
Oh, what and do you mean? Like the cooking process?
No, to farm it. It takes a ton of water to farm asparagus.
Oh, I did not know that.
So we looked up like the top 10 worst like foods for the planet.
Yeah.
And it was all, 9 of them were meat.
Meat.
And
okay.
The other one was asparagus.
Yeah, it was so
just
crazy.
Like, I just can't eat it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
God.
I still really like it.
I think it's a fine. I used to like a lot more when I was younger, and I realized like, oh, I didn't have a lot of vegetables then. Like I hadn't tasted a lot of vegetables.
Yeah.
So I just liked it because it's a pretty bland vegetable. It's pretty easy to make it taste good with just pepper and oil and shit.
Sure.
And then I started having different vegetables. I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine. But it's not, it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's no Swiss chard. I'll tell you that.
I don't even know. What the?
Swiss chard is delicious.
Fuck you.
Rainbow chard? Get the fuck out of my face with that.
Oh, God.
Yo, Brian, straight up, when I give you the signal, we're just going to beat the shit out of him. We're going to fucking
hope you have a gun.
Yeah. Nah, dude. Two
Swiss
of us
chard.
And Leif.
It will be a close match.
Two of us and Lame.
I'm going to flip the table on top of you and then sit on it. Better move that, you fucking bitch. That's attack number one. Attack number two, uh-huh. I go after your psyche.
Oh, okay. You start reading text messages from my ex?
Yeah. I tell you what she texted me when
oh,
you were dating.
Oh, that hurts right now. Just saying that hurts.
And then I'll call your mother on the phone and I'll say a curse word.
Oh no.
Yeah.
She loves you.
I say, hi mommy. And she go, hi. And I go, fuck.
Not even fuck you. Just say the word fuck.
Shit and piss. She's like, no.
Oh,
and
no,
I'm like,
Mio.
I'm like, also cunt. And she's like, well, I don't even know that one.
Yeah. She doesn't know that one at all.
What's your mom's grasp on cursing in English?
She knows most of them. I don't think she's ever heard cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
You don't think my mom's heard cunt? That's
yeah,
cool.
I don't think your mom's heard cunt.
I'll ask her if she knows what cunt is.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have to.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Okay. She has a good sense of humor. But yeah, I don't think I've heard her say an English curse word. Yeah, I don't think she's ever said one to me or around me. Yeah. But she's not like anti-cursing or anything like that. Okay. She's not like, she just doesn't say it.
Yeah.
Damn. I can only imagine the filth that comes out of your whore mother's mouth.
Okay. But first of all.
Hi, Kathy.
First of all, very disrespectful.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I call her mom.
Oh, right.
And not mother. And second of all, while she's getting fucked or while she's not getting fucked.
That's a good point. That's God. Different. Right off.
Yeah. I just can't let him win.
No.
I have to say the worst thing.
You have to say the worst thing. And with that, welcome to A Little Time Podcast, everyone. Hi. Welcome to you, I say. And God bless you for being here. And a big thumbs up in your ass.
And may the Lord bless you.
Oh.
And keep you.
Is that a saying?
It's a song.
Keep you what? Keep you from going to... Heaven or hell?
He may bless you and keep you. He's
what do you mean by keep you?
He's keeping you safe.
Oh, that's there you go, safe. But just
keeping,
saying keep you.
He's to keep you.
What? That doesn't make any sense. I've never said to keep you.
The Lord to bless you and keep you.
Yeah, you said it again, and you're making it seem like you're giving me more information.
Okay,
you did when you said safe.
But
may the Lord
bless you.
Yes. Oh, got that.
And keep you.
Oh, man, I'm going to fucking kill you. And then you'll be with the fucking Lord. We're so happy to be joined today by, I think friend's a strong word, a good buddy.
Oh, that's
rude.
Ouch.
A good buddy, a great comedian. I would say style icon.
Yeah, he's up there.
Would you say that?
He's up there.
Would you say that? Brian Park,
no,
everybody.
Yeah, thank you. I would say you're on a short list of the best dressed comedians.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Male comedians?
Nice.
Yeah.
What about funny?
Man, you dress well.
You know how pants fit. No, man, we did that show the other that was a couple weeks ago now. The show at the clothing store.
Oh yeah,
that was a lot
fun.
Of fun.
That was a fun show.
Brian had a great set. So fun. I did another one last night.
Oh, don't tell?
Yeah. In a CrossFit gym in Jersey City.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it how I imagine it to be?
Probably. Wasn't as good as the show we did.
Sure.
The left side of the room, which was the bigger side of the audience.
Yeah.
On board. The smaller side had a couple people. Not fun. Really ruined it for the rest of that side of the room.
That's yikes.
Yeah, but good comics. It was a fun hang. It made it worth it.
Great.
It's really crazy how like a good lineup can make a show just fun to be at.
Absolutely.
I was like, they asked me to do it. I'm like, Jersey City, all right, I'll do it.
But Jersey City is not as far as you think it is.
It isn't, but it is a different train. I have to buy a different ticket.
That's true.
So it's a little of a mental effort. And also, my Saturday's already so long. But then I saw the lineup. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it was. It was fun. Good hang afterwards.
You got some reps in.
I got some reps in. I got to do some jokes.
No, I'm talking about.
Working, oh, I did some kipping pull-ups. Yeah, they loved it. The owner of the gym was very impressed. It's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I asked to hold a kettlebell, and I started swinging it and cleaning it and then pressing it, and he's like, oh, okay, you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I know what I'm doing. Yeah. That's fun.
Okay, gun to your head.
Thank you.
Right. Gun to your head, how many pull-ups could you do?
18, probably, 17.
Okay.
Gun to my head, yeah.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to kip at all?
What's kipping?
Kipping is like you add a little momentum with your feet.
Oh.
You know, now we're talking straight president's presidential fitness test.
Yeah, that's hard, man. 15 probably?
That's a lot.
15, 16?
Yeah.
Gun to my head probably, yeah.
What about you, Brian?
Six.
Six?
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's great. I'd say, for me, gun to my head?
Sure.
What kind of gun?
One of those German-style Rugers.
With the little thin barrel?
The little thin barrel.
70. I could do 70 pull-ups then. Yeah, yeah.
What would be the worst gun to your head? Like, what gun would you really not want to be on your head?
A musket.
Huh.
Oh. Just get stabbed?
Yeah, with the bayonet.
With the knife.
I just think musket, it's not... It's like a whole thing.
It's like a little punch to the head.
They gotta like do the
this tamping.
Yeah, they gotta tamp it down, and it has the big bell at the end, and you're like, dude, come on, was it a phonograph?
Bell at the end? Oh, you're thinking that's not a musket. That's a different gun.
You're thinking like the history textbook drawings.
Yeah, you're thinking of the gun that
it looks like a trumpet at the end.
The bell. The guy who wants Bell not to go to the beast. That guy, the kind of gun he
Gaston?
Has. Gaston. Yeah, he has one of those fucking guns.
Yeah,
it was like meant for hunting bears or something.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I don't want that either. That's a lot of spread.
Yeah, or any gun.
Yeah,
any gun.
I don't want any gun to my head.
You ever shot a gun?
I have.
Ooh, at who?
Got a gun range in LA.
That makes more sense.
But I had all these intrusive thoughts, which like for one, it's wild how much power you feel just by shooting a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was shooting, I'm like, there's nothing stopping me at any moment from
just turning.
Turn around and just shoot someone.
Yeah.
Other than that, they have a lot of guns too.
Yes.
But if you were suicidal, there's nothing stopping.
Nothing stopping.
That, I feel like that's more effective than suicide by cop.
Suicide at gun range?
Yeah.
Yeah, other people are like looking forward to someone getting out of line.
Yeah.
Oh,
those people want to shoot someone.
Oh, they're dying to.
And they're just not legally allowed to until you start waving that gun around wildly.
I did a firing range once, and I was still in Florida. This was fucking 12 years ago. And I was shooting the revolver, and I couldn't hit the target. Or not a revolver, a 9mm. And I couldn't hit the target. I was like a pretty close target. I was like getting mad. I'd start fucking shooting it fast. And the guy's like, no fast fire. I'm like, I'm fucking shoot you, man.
Oh, God.
Hey, man, how about you don't talk to me like that? I have a gun.
Yeah, you watch your fucking mouth, dog.
You start pointing it sideways. Hold it inside. Fired it, fucking Boys in the Hood style.
Man, I want a gun. It'd be fun.
I think as a house.
You're a person.
We should.
Oh, as our house. We live together.
Our home.
Mm-hmm.
We should buy a gun.
Okay.
And we split the custody.
You get like Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yeah, I think so. Or I get every day.
Yeah.
And then I'll let you touch it every once in a while.
That's kind of all I want. What part of my body can I touch it with?
Big toe.
Man, you get a lot of sensitivity on that.
Stretch out your leg, and you give a little point.
Smooth.
Yeah, I think we, as presumably, I know Brian's a little conservative, but we as liberal people.
what are you basing this on?
Just you know, just your vibes. Yeah, it's the whole thing.
The things you're saying to us before we started recording.
Yeah, the slurs. But no, I think that liberal people should be more okay with gun use.
Yeah. Because the issue should be gun, kind of how easy it is to get a gun. That's the issue, is how little effort goes into like making sure the person is sane or is going to take care of it or knows how to fucking use it.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue, but you still need to fucking protect yourself sometimes.
Or get a fucking really cool photo out of it.
That's true.
Oh, I just put it. It'd be fun.
Yeah, it's all fun.
But no, I think like the people that have them already.
Right.
Yeah, they're gonna have them.
Yeah. And if anything happens.
How much is a gun?
I don't know.
40, 50 bucks.
No, it's got to be more than
that. It's got to be the triple.
9,000. I think like 300.
9,000.
I think that's a good. I think that's a good starting
point. What kind of gun?
Handgun.
Yeah, it's like a 9mm. You can walk into a sporting goods store.
Yeah. $9,000.
I think sporting goods stores are going to have just rifles.
Is that how it is now?
I think so.
I
don't know.
Because, I mean, I guess shooting clay pigeons with a handgun, that's a thing.
I don't know.
Oh, man. We probably shouldn't talk about things we don't know at all.
then we'd have to cancel the podcast. Delete all
strictly
of the...
Strictly talking about me jerking off.
Where are the people getting these semi-automatics then?
They're going to gun stores. That's different from a sporting goods store.
Okay.
Or online.
Or a gun show.
Gun shows are fucking crazy. Because they'll just sell you a gun.
Don't need a permit or anything.
You don't need a permit. You don't need like a time. Usually when you buy a gun, all right, come back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So if you're fucking pissed off, it needs to go away.
Which is
so funny. I think 2 weeks is going to do it. I'm like furious for 10 years.
I stew, baby.
Yeah, yeah. It only gets harder.
But no, my old roommate just like bought a gun at a gun show.
That's crazy.
Wow. He just went to the gun show.
Why did he buy a gun?
He just wanted it.
Okay.
It was like this was like years ago. One of my roommates in upstate New York. He just bought like a rifle.
Yeah.
But it was just like, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your gun, and he just has it now.
Yeah.
And I want it.
You want that one specifically?
Yeah, I want to take people's guns away from them.
So you can have them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Not in like a way that it's like illegal to have the guns. I just want them.
All right.
Hi, Leif.
Leif has set up a very sensual lighting establishment. Establishment?
He set himself up a real fucking Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Pee Wee's Big Adventure breakfast situation.
That's sick. Do you want to do...
I think it might be time to get into some segments. We have segments like a radio show now.
Okay, great.
You excited?
Very fun. Yeah.
All right, take out your dick.
All right. Number one. We measure them soft.
Number two, try to get them hard.
And then we take
just
a
screaming
we
at it.
We just take a fucking old Viagra, first batch.
A 1998.
Yeah.
Blue pill.
That's
Have you ever taken Viagra?
I've taken dick pills, but not.
Do they work?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
No.
I'm tempted. I want to.
Hey man, I'll tell you, it's fun.
It's fun?
Yeah.
Are there any side effects?
A lot.
Oh, shit.
Like, it's mostly side effects.
If you just take one, like, what should I expect?
No, if you just take one, you have a really hard penis.
Uh-huh.
Another side effect is these women won't stop calling you.
I'm on board.
Yeah. No, because the first time I took one, I took three.
Oh, my God. That's way too many.
And my heart hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But.
My dick was hard.
Oh, dude. Harder than you can imagine. No, if you take one, it's just like, it's like, you know how you feel the day you get a haircut?
Yeah.
That's how your dick is acting.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's like you, but a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But if you take three, it's like that and your heart hurts.
And you're like, I can't pump any harder.
And you can fuck, I don't know how. Yeah, you just fuck good. I think it's mostly the confidence.
It's the confidence. You're like, this thing is here.
Because, yeah, you're like, dude, my penis is at 110%.
Right.
Yeah, but it's like a timing thing, too, because I know you have to take it an hour before.
Yeah,
but there's no, especially if you're in, like, an early date situation, there's no guarantee you're going to fuck.
I don't think dick pills are good for, like, a date that you might have sex. They're good for, like, all right, me and this person, we know each other. We're going to fuck tonight.
Fuck, yeah.
I'm going to take this now, and here goes fucking you get the power play.
I disagree. Okay. I think they're good to take any day of the week. I think even if you're not going
to
have sex,
you just
take them to jerk off.
It's kind of like when you have a...
I take a bunch of dick pills and then I just go and jack off. But no, because see, you should take them an hour before you're going to have sex, but you can take them like 5 hours before because they're just there for a while because they're just in your bloodstream.
Okay.
You want to take them almost like when you have a really nice car, but you don't drive it around. You still pop in it occasionally and just rev the engine to make sure everything's still moving well. Yeah, do that.
I take a dick pill and then I edge.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
I don't even come.
You don't come?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I just walk around fucking angry. And I'm just like, don't look at me.
And
I'm
like,
on a bus.
You're in gym shorts, man.
Yeah. And I'm pulling them fucking tight. I got that white string. Yanked down.
You got the white string around your fucking neck.
My neck.
You're gonna like front.
Choking myself with it.
Oh, sorry.
And they're like, sir, you have to put your card in before you can ride the bus. And I'm like, come on. Our first segment.
That's exactly how you're going to jail.
Yeah, dude. Our first segment is, you know it, you love it. It's the... Welcome to the energy drink corner, where we make people drink part of an energy drink.
Amazing.
And that's it.
Man, this week we're doing Arizona Energy Drink Extreme Performance.
Mm-hmm.
It has caution tape all over it.
I think it costs 99 cents.
99 cents contains 10% juice.
Ooh, whoa, that's more than you think.
More than you think. Taurine, caffeine, inositol, guarana, Panax ginseng.
This has like everything from like bodega dick pills in it.
Yeah.
I don't like that it's 99 cents.
Yeah, it's not great.
Dude, Arizona, it's a great buy.
It's the here. I think it sounds like if you took one of those Samurai X pills mm-hmm. and like crushed them up and then put it in a Red Bull.
Water. Yeah. And then just that's it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a hit.
Take a hit. Oh, and we rate these on 1 to 5 lightning bolts.
That's not what I thought it was going to taste like.
Okay. What's it taste like?
Gatorade with a battery in it.
Ooh. Very bitter.
Yeah, that's it.
It changes a little bit. It kind of softens up at the end.
You know, there's some complexity there.
Yeah. It tastes like Gatorade that someone left peanuts inside of. That's fucking weird. It's a little carbonated.
I like the amount of carbonation.
I knew you would.
I like it. It's a little bit more carbonated than, like, say, a Red Bull, but not as carbonated.
Can I have
as
another hit?
Yeah, dude, you bought it.
I really like that.
Thank you.
Lake says he really likes it, so it must be gay.
Yeah. I like it.
That's fine. What's the flavor?
I don't know.
You
know
what?
It kind of tastes like iced tea.
Extreme Performance.
It kind of tastes like watered down Arizona iced tea.
It does.
Let me see carbonated. Peach juice from concentrate.
Yeah, like the peach iced tea. Okay.
Like the peach iced tea. Yeah, there you go. That's sick. But yeah, it's not bad. I like that. I can drink that.
For 99
cents? It doesn't feel
like
it hurts. I don't think it'll do much energy wise. I'll be honest. I don't think.
Sure.
Dude, the can is printed like caution tape.
That's true.
It's gonna make you go wild.
Yeah.
That's all talk.
Are you an energy drink beverage?
I'm not. I'm a coffee guy.
You're a coffee guy. What kind of coffee do you drink?
Just black coffee.
Hot or cold?
Hot. Oh. And some cold brew.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of black cold brew.
Mm-hmm. I like to make coffee, but I use this instead of water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I use Arizona energy drink instead of water.
Hey, that's why your heart hurts.
Yeah. I'm like, man, these dick pills make your heart hurt. I'm drinking it out of the pot. The big glass pot. Like, yeah, man, these dick pills are fuck you up. Anyway, I'm single. It's like on a date.
Like, so you got to get that fucking pot back.
Yeah, I'm just in like a fucking Safeway, not a Safeway, a Speedway. Just like I use their coffee machine.
Right.
But I'm making it. They're like, sir, there's like 5 things wrong here.
There's a lot. What's that bad? I'll get a 3.5 bolts.
3.5? 3 bolts.
3 bolts from Ryan.
I'm going to go 3.75.
Oh, fucking goddamn it.
What?
Nothing. It's fine.
I like it, but it's not 4.
Okay.
Like 4 is the gold standard, you know that.
I'm gonna go 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah. Let's do 3.
Say 3. Okay, someone do the math at home and then text it to me. My phone number is 9.
Wait, what's the math? Just to see what the average
added
is?
I don't know. We've never really done.
No.
We just say it out
it
loud.
It just seems that we like this one.
We like this one.
We like it.
I would suggest if you want, you're in a store and you're like, I don't want anything too crazy. I feel like this is a good medium level of energy drink.
Yeah.
In terms of intensity and like heart pain.
I like how it says serve chilled, like you ever would want to drink this hot.
Yeah, you have a nice glass with nice cubed ice.
Maybe because it's Arizona, people think it's tea, so they'll even boil it.
Oh.
Maybe someone's
cracking
open. The best is someone taking a can of Arizona
tea,
cracking it, and then putting it into like a very ornamental like porcelain teapot.
Yeah.
And serving that. That's so funny.
That's
I think it's
insane.
Fun that this in bright red says this product is not intended for individuals under 18 years of age.
Oh.
Weird.
Whoa.
Pregnant or nursing women or it's individuals under 18 years of age, pregnant or nursing women, or those sensitive to caffeine.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's like just I think that's just like a boilerplate. Yeah.
That's the
warning,
the caution hot on a coffee cup,
on a coffee cup.
Type thing.
Yeah. You seen documentaries recently that you liked?
I saw the Elizabeth Holmes Theranos
documentary.
Did you finish
it?
Yeah.
I couldn't finish it.
Why?
I thought it was so boring.
Oh, I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
I love documentaries about like white collar crime.
Yeah, good point. What a fucking weirdo.
So
first
weird.
First of all. You didn't watch any of it because I told you how much I disliked
it.
Yeah,
you told me it was boring, and then you also told me it's about a woman.
Right.
Who speaks like a man.
Who speaks like, yeah.
Go bring it back.
She sounds like Zuckerberg.
Okay, does she sound like Zuckerberg, or does she sound like Jesse Eisenberg doing Zuckerberg?
No, she sounds like Zuckerberg.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Like, it's like there's no human being behind
it. She has, like, crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Even in the poster.
Well, they talk about how, like, she doesn't blink.
She doesn't blink. She speaks with a lower voice.
Yeah.
I think it's
also, well, it's on purpose because a lot of women speak with a vocal fry, and that has a lot of negative associations.
Yeah, of course.
And so she's able to get a lot of, you know, coax a lot of males to investing money into her because they're like,
She sounds smart.
She sounds smart. Sounds like me.
Yeah.
I was talking about this with you the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I think I support her.
Why?
Why?
Just because she's tricking a bunch of rich people I don't care about.
Right, right.
That's it. Like, I don't... no one I know is losing out because of this.
Sure, but I feel like on paper, you're right. I just feel like those rich people are just going to screw more of us again for being screwed over kind of a thing. Like, it's a trickle-up effect of getting fucked. But I don't know. Maybe.
But I think the most interesting takeaway from the documentary was that if you believe... So they did this social experiment and hooked people up to a polygraph. And if you feel like you're doing something for a good cause and you're lying, it doesn't register as a lie on a polygraph test.
Whoa.
And so the entire time she thinks she's changing the world.
Yeah.
And so she, like, that's her reality. So all of these fraudulent things she was doing, it doesn't register as immoral because the ultimate goal is still good.
It's still good. Yeah.
Because hers was like, I think it was about like, blood testing?
Basically, from what I remember, a machine that basically takes a bunch of information usually takes a lot of blood in a small amount of blood.
Okay.
Yeah, for a lower cost.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so ostensibly that's like a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I saw it's funny that
I support her, and I know she is engaged, and I will try to break that up.
That's crazy. I read about that today.
Yeah, she's engaged.
I didn't see who she's engaged to.
Some guy.
It's a
Charles Barkley, apparently.
For a second I was like, what?
For one split second you're like, oh,
well, first I thought there was gonna be more to the sentence, because you're like, Charles Buckley. I was like, I'd love to hear what he has to do with this.
He's a big investor in tech.
He was on Shark Tank, so
he was on
fucking,
Shark Tank.
Don't fucking take that away from him.
Wait, was he on Shark Tank, or was Shaquille on Shark Tank?
No, Charles Buckley.
Charles
Buckley
was okay. Dude, did you know that in Shark Tank Mr. Wonderful has like a fucking bullshit amount of money compared to Cuban? Like, they all have like nothing compared to Cuban. And they all get to talk as much.
How much does he have?
Cuban is like in the B's.
Okay.
And like Mr. Wonderful has like $400 million.
Yeah. But wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought he was a billionaire too.
No, man. Only Cuban is a billionaire.
Yeah.
Lori has like $69 million. Like,
yeah.
Which again is like a crazy
amount of money.
Yeah.
Still.
But like, in terms of how they treat each other, they should be sucking Cuban's dick every day.
Yeah, Cuban has like $4 billion.
But I also think the way the contestants, if Cuban's on board, they say, fuck all the rest of these deals.
Right, they're all like, what do you think? Well, because they're smart. They fucking did some research. Who gives a shit what...
Barbara Corcoran?
I think she has even more than Mr. Wonderful.
No.
No?
No, the women have the least, obviously.
What a weird. Mr. Wonderful? Why is that his nickname?
Because he's a prick.
He's a prick. He's one of the people that made his nickname.
Oh, God.
They're calling me Cougarhead. And you're like, no, man. Like, Cougarhead!
Yeah, it's Cougarhead in the house. And you're like, hey, here goes Cougarhead. And then they're like, why are you?
Would you get the mugs printed with Cougarhead on them?
Like, you're like, what mugs?
You're
like,
ow!
Throwing a mug at someone.
You ever try to give yourself a nickname?
No.
Damn it.
No.
Damn, I wish you did.
I know. I wish I did, though.
What
would it be? Brian's my nickname.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Because my legal name is Dong.
All right,
and then,
you've been
about
this.
Yeah.
Yes, but
I love that bit.
But what's funny, though, is my sister named me after Brian Austin Green in Beverly Hills 90210.
He's like the sexy one that has stubble,
with green eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's 9 years older
than me. Sexy Brian. She called you Sexy
Brian. She said I either could have been Brian or Luke, because she thought Luke Dylan was really hot, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
And I feel like if I was named Luke, the trajectory of my life would have been much different.
Oh, do you think so?
For sure.
What do you think? Because the two Lukes I knew personally, not doing well.
What?
I feel like Luke and Brian is almost on the same page.
No, but I think Luke is less common.
Fair. All right. I agree to that.
Less common. Yeah. Usually always loses her virginity in high school. Yeah.
Cool, man. That would rock. Wait, yeah. No, I did lose my virginity in high school. Never mind. That did rock.
All right, so no nicknames. Whatever. Cougar. You can take Cougarhead if you want.
I'd rather take Mr. Wonderful than Cougarhead.
That's fair.
I've been calling you Big Dick Brian.
I'll take that, too.
Yeah.
Big Dick
but it's
Brian.
Ironic. It's Big Dick Brian in quotation.
You have it in a bracket. Ironic.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, Big Dick Brian. You know when I say it?
That's fucking great, dude. I think we're going to move on to our next segment, which I fucking love to death.
Yeah.
You know what it is. Oh, that's a picture of my own ass. Okay.
Is the new the next segment is, look at Diego's ass. No, our next segment is called...
Why'd you tweet that?
It's
called Why'd You Tweet That?
Why'd you tweet that?
And we looked through your tweets.
Oh, God.
And we asked you why you tweeted it.
All right. You ready? Right. Here you go. What's interesting about me is that I'm a 28-year-old acting student.
That came from a very, I was so insecure. I still am, but I'm so insecure about being the oldest person in my acting program.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, it's so sad.
How much older are you than everyone else?
Like... I learned one of the kids is 20.
That's
here's what I'll say. I've thought about this.
Sure.
A, you have a lot going for you as an actor. B, A.
I'm listening.
Handsome. B, tall. C, the fight what your face and your culture is. The whole Asian thing.
Can I speak to that, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going out for auditions.
Uh-huh.
And every... straight Asian male part is going to half Asian dudes.
Oh, interesting.
And it's fucking annoying
what?
As shit.
Half Asian and half white?
Half Asian, half white.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They're like, we're looking abroad, but like, not that much.
Because they have like Asian features,
but they're still like white enough where it's palatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently this was a thing when like 10-15 years ago with black people where a lot of light-skinned
black people were getting
the initial roles.
Wow. Man, racism is crazy.
Man. It's cool being white. I love it. I get a lot of roles.
Second tweet. You know you, quote, made it as an immigrant parent when your kid, you have a kid who sees a therapist.
Yeah, this was inspired. So I started seeing a therapist and I told my mom and she said she's not on board. But well, because I don't think immigrants believe in mental health.
Hell yeah, we don't.
They don't. they're too busy like trying to survive
exactly.
And shit.
Yeah.
And so
it's the gun germs and seal mentality.
Yes.
Where it's like if you just fucking be alive.
So like having insecurities and like dwelling on them and having anxiety, I think, is a luxury.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And absolutely. So I think that's like how you know you've made it as an immigrant.
Lastly, my skincare regimen is drink lots of water and be Asian.
That's just the truth.
That was funny. That was really funny. Damn, dude, can I do that one?
do you do moisturizer? Do you do washes? What do you do?
I do. I do moisturizer and sunscreen.
I noticed you had another one where it was, what's the fucking skincare brand that is very cool for girls right now?
Glossier?
What about Glossier for men?
Oh,
like that.
Well,
like,
that was a...
That's silly, but
that's like
it.
A silly, dumb, ironic tweet.
Yeah.
It's just like, what about a Mona Lisa smile reboot for men?
Right. It's the White History Month equivalent of a tweet.
Okay, but it would be cool if there...
It would be fantastic.
Okay. No. Not the White History Month.
Oh, sorry.
which I do like, but it's Amelie,
uh-huh.
But it's a guy.
Oh, Andy. Andalee.
Andy, but it's A-N-D-I-E.
Yeah.
Emilio.
That's it. It's Emilio.
That's fucking life. All right. You can follow, hit Brian up and follow him. Where is your Twitter? I just lost it. What is it?
That's at It's Brian Park.
There it is. Brian Park. Fucking easy peasy. Good. A solid follow, I would say.
Although, do you think? No.
Please.
Well, I'm just speaking about men's skincare.
Yeah. Big fans.
Well, you guys are fans, but do you ever think it's going to hit the mainstream? Because they have that company Hims where it's skincare, dick pills, hair loss.
Uh-huh.
And they barely advertise skincare.
Absolutely.
Because that's just the least popular product.
Things have changed quite a bit in the last 6 years, I would say, in terms of like men's self-care.
Yeah.
Dramatically so. I think Queer Eye actually did quite a bit. The original Queer Eye did it quite a bit for men being aware of like, oh, you know, you could be taking care of yourself. Like, right. Like it's an issue.
Yeah.
I doubt it'll ever become like the equivalent to women because men, we're being hit with it. We're like, hey, you should be taking care of yourself. Where women are being hit with like, you're not good enough. You have to be taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
You have to be doing all these extra things. So the insecurity and the fear is a better way to get people to buy things than it is to be like, you should be healthier, which is the angle it seems like we're targeting men with.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But hey, makes us look better. Fuck it. I don't care.
But I also think those beauty standards are different too. Because absolutely. I mean, men in Korea, they wear makeup now and it's becoming more common. Yeah.
Oh.
But.
Like what kind, like...
Like foundation?
Full face of makeup, or...
No, I don't know. I think just, like, blemishes they have.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's also... Women in Korea prefer, like men with softer features and kind of look...
That's perfect.
That way.
Is that why a lot of, like, all the, like, K-pop groups, all the men are, like, beautiful, like, really pretty?
Yeah, but that's considered, like... Oh, you're so fucking hot. I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas that wouldn't register the same reaction in America.
I mean, there's an age group there, probably, like, boy bands, like, they're still kind of, like, boyish.
But I think, like K-pop groups are, like, a next level where it does look like they're wearing makeup or they're just, like, they look like porcelain.
Sure. I mean, doing, like, a little bit of, like, when I did that after-party thing, like, when you had to do hair and makeup, I'm like, oh, I look fantastic with makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's yeah, like, that not, was
like,
unreal. That
was great, right?
Yeah.
But I wasn't wearing, like, eyeshadow, but it was just, like, foundation and, like, a little bit of...
Get rid of the bags under my eyes.
Yeah, get rid of that. Look me up, baby.
Dude, I'm going to start doing highlighter, but only on my penis.
Like neon highlighter?
No, like, you know, like highlighter, like how women do on their face.
What is that? It's like highlighter? It brightens?
Yeah, it's a highlight.
How do those call highlights?
Like, so you're just going to highlight your dick?
I'm going to contour.
Contour.
It.
That's
I'm
what I'm going to contour, okay, my contour
penis,
your penis.
So it looks bigger.
The veins.
I think contouring
more.
Does the opposite, but who knows? Yeah.
Well, it accentuates.
You got to contour your thighs.
No, I don't. No, I don't want to draw any more attention to those, and there already is. No, but contouring, it like accentuates the parts you want. And then doesn't the parts you don't.
Oh, well. You want to do like a real like good base, thick, thinner shaft, big head.
Real hourglass.
Yeah, real
penis.
Hourglass.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to do black dick.
Oh, man.
God,
and you stopped me from the universal circus
yeah,
joke.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Fine. I see how it is.
Yeah, man. Because you have a future. I'm already falling apart. Nothing going on for me.
That's sick. All right. Yeah, let's move on. And
black.
Do you have any questions so far? How are you feeling?
No, this is great.
You feeling good? Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling all good.
Right. Our next segment is called...
Oh, yeah.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. This is where we kind of just want people to... Because I know we have this issue. I don't know if you do.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like hard for us to be positive, say positive things about ourselves. We're like, well, I'm not trying to brag.
Sure.
It's like, no, just say a nice thing. It doesn't have anything specific. Well, it can be specific, but it doesn't have to be like... It should be bragging a little bit. It should feel like, oh, this good thing happened to me. I got this audition, or
sure.
I found this money. Whatever it is. So tell me something good.
Good thing. Well, a couple good things. So I got flown out to LA on Thursday for a chemistry read for like this dating show on E.
That's sick.
To be like
great.
A
that's
comedian
so
commentator.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's like like the British guy who does the voiceover on
Love Island. Yeah.
Oh, I don't watch Love Island.
So, you should. So there's what's his name?
I can't remember his name. Ian.
Ian something. Yeah. But
oh,
he's like a British comedian, and he does all the voiceover stuff. But it's jokes. It's all jokes.
Oh yeah.
And it's very fun. It's like it is a nice like lightness to the show.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's similar to Netflix's Dating Around, but they just have they cut to comedians just roasting.
Oh, that's very
almost
fun.
Like talking heads watching dating.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's
basically.
So sick. I didn't get that. It's weird.
Yeah, but yeah, it felt nice to be flown out.
Of course,
and then,
of course.
I don't feel too great about it, but just the act itself, I'm like, all right, that feels good.
Yeah.
But then, also another thing is, so I just got out of a relationship maybe about a month and a half ago, and then I joined the dating apps just as an ego boost, and I don't know if it's because of Crazy Rich Asians or if I'm just older now.
Yeah.
But three years ago when I was on the apps, deserted island.
Yeah, nothing's happening.
Any match I'm getting, I'm going to pursue you and try to
because,
meet you.
Yeah.
Now it's just I've been,
you can pick.
I don't have the bandwidth.
Right.
I don't have the bandwidth, and I'm like,
yeah,
all right.
You're handsome. What do you mean? I know things have changed, but like that's so
sure,
fucking sick.
Yeah.
It's very deserved. That's great.
Yeah.
Those are two very good things.
You know what? Actually, you can thank. It's called the Ken Jeong effect. Oh, and it's because of his Netflix special.
Oh no!
I saw you shitting on it.
Dude,
I haven't seen
so
it.
Bad.
Is
it's
it
really
bad?
Give it 5 minutes.
Oh god.
It's not good.
So fucking bad.
I have mixed feelings about him.
What are the good ones?
I think that in a way there's still progress to be made in Asian representation, so I can't, maybe Ken Jeong had to act in that way because he is like the first Asian to kind of break through, and because he's in the popular media now, it allows room for Asians after him to like come in with more nuance.
For sure.
But yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't do that voice in his special, but it's still bad. He does talk about that voice. He does talk about how he the role.
Sure.
First 12 to 15 minutes is literally just him like listing his credits and talking about them, and it's just like it's brutal.
I mean, he's not known to be a stand-up. Like his existence is the comedy.
Yeah, that's so the thing. I think the thing is it's like I don't dislike him.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I do now.
Because of the special?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't begrudge his success or anything like that. Because I usually think there's a reason people get successful or at least like gain success where it's like it's a thing where it's like enough people liked him and thought he was funny, and I think he's funny enough. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. I just think that I just like stand up comedy too much.
Yeah, I think he's a good comedic actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Stick to that.
But I could beat him in a fight so quick.
No, dude, he's tiny.
Yeah.
What's yours? Tell me something again, Mike.
Anything.
Come on, you can't do this every week. I don't like that you do this every week.
I forget. I always forget that I have to say something nice about myself. How about you go? And then I'll have time to think.
I won't listen, but I'll think about what I'm going
to do. I'll listen. Here's the thing. Brian's under the assumption that I listen the other times you're talking.
Yeah.
I'm not just counting down from 15 so that I can talk again.
Yeah. 15, 14, 13. Like, jerk off.
Yeah. I just have a bunch of shows this week. It's cool. That's all. I'm psyched to do a bunch of shows. I hosted a show last night in Jersey City, and I had like the last two sets I've had have been very fun where like I'm loosening up a little more and being a little more in the moment.
Great.
And that's been really fun. The set I had at Friends and Lovers was like really fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun. So that's good. That's a good thing. Stand up has been fun.
Man, I would love to have anything about my career.
Yeah, that's true. But just it doesn't have to be that. It could just get anything.
But I'd like it to be.
I would like it to be about how I'm getting married to the woman I love, but it's not happening either.
Okay. Well.
Because I don't love anybody. I love you.
This guy's in a good space.
Mm-hmm. What about the certain new thing you bought?
What thing I bought? Oh, I did get a very nice fake Gucci fanny pack yesterday.
It's pretty
amazing.
Sick.
It's insane.
I saw it. It looks great.
It looks great. I lost 10 pounds.
You lost 10 pounds.
Oh,
right. There it is.
That's nice. I forgot about that one.
There you go.
And by forgot about it, I mean I literally think about it every single second of my day. Okay, 10 more, and then you have to lose another 30. And then you'll be almost close to half of a goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I think I'm going to Australia in June.
Right.
Whoa.
It's very exciting.
So that'll be nice. I mean, I'm going.
You're going, yeah.
I'm going. I just have to figure out the details.
Have you been?
No, I've never been.
Whoa.
But dating a woman who lives there. So I'm
super long distance.
Yeah, the longest distance.
Yeah. Time difference must be terrible.
Yeah, it's 14 hours.
Oh, fuck.
It's brutal.
What's the longest relationship? Like, what's the biggest distance? You ever been in a long distance?
I have never done long distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Queens. And I'm in Queens.
Yeah. I've never done long distance.
It's not.
I've definitely had, like, where you, like, exchange nudes with someone who...
Who lives in... Yeah,
but that's not a relationship.
Cross time zone jacking.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's what it is.
Like, I'm just getting ready for work right now. I'm like, come on, let me see it.
Okay, pull it out.
We'll take some later tomorrow and send them to me.
You're like, I'm at work. And they're like, put your dick in the file cabinet.
I am too.
Do it. Go into the bathroom and don't lock it. And you're like, fine.
Yeah, that's That's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
So that's good. Those are some good things for the week. I'm excited. Do you want to move into the next?
Oh, yeah.
And potentially best segment.
Amazing.
I think this is kind of what we're known for.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's called Kiss Mike and Diego.
All right.
Listener questions.
These cameras are.
Listener question
Listener
time.
Questions. You have some questions? I have some.
Two. Yeah, one's yeah. little. Which I don't even think I want to answer. One's pretty good. Let me ask.
Yeah.
Okay. It's directed at Mike and I, but what we'll do is like you can go that way, and then we can go this way.
I don't know what you mean.
You'll also answer the. Okay, so if you guys can remake any 80s buddy cop movie, oh no, any 80s buddy movie, what would it be and who would you play?
Oh, okay.
80s buddy movie.
So anyway, so it could be like movie. Me and you, yeah. and then me and Brian, and yeah. then you and Brian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Me and Brian will do Turner and Hooch, and I'll be the dog.
That's great.
And then me and you, we do the Princess Bride, and I'm Andre the Giant.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Let's do. I'm gonna do. I googled something because I can't remember off the top of my head.
I'm gonna have to Google.
Yeah, you, Mike, and I, Bill yeah. and Ted.
Yeah.
That's
fun. You're Keanu Reeves.
I'm Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, and I'm the guy that who falls out of the limelight very quickly.
Yeah, Brian and I. It's Collision Course. I'm Jay Leno. He's Mr. Miyagi. Do you want to look at my list?
I got it. Okay, so let's see here. Diego and I, we're doing Lethal Weapon 2.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, 2.
Who am I?
Who
are you?
I'm Danny Glover and you're Mel Gibson.
I love it.
Okay. That's fun.
I love saying things negatively about the Jews.
And then Mike and I, we're doing Twins.
Yeah.
Twins is beautiful.
Oh, fucking damn it, I'm Danny DeVito. God damn it, you're not that much taller than me.
Well, you're Italian. That's two. That's two things.
And I am married to Rhea Perlman.
Yeah, it's true. Your love for Rhea Perlman.
It knows no bounds.
Man, if you were older, Rhea Perlman would be up, right up your alley.
She's at my alley now.
That's true. What's your question?
Oh. my question.
Yeah, yeah. What question do you have? Oh yeah, duh. And you notice that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine.
We got a question that's just, what's your guy's solution to Brexit?
Oh wow. All right. Oh. Brian, you go hit this first.
Yeah, yeah. Brian, you get that?
Everything I know about Brexit, I learned from watching Last Week Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The latest thing I saw was about how they do not have. They haven't achieved what they're looking for. Like they haven't gotten a plan.
I truly don't know what's going on
for
with
sure.
Brexit.
And now that they're
Theresa May
is in jeopardy physically.
She was saying this week. She was saying if Brexit goes through, she'll step down.
Oh wow. I think what we need to unify is the entire world in mm-hmm. what some would say a new world order. And we got to get rid of the class system.
Mm-hmm.
It's now just ranked by jiu-jitsu belt. That's the class system. That's not jiu-jitsu ranking.
It's all about jiu-jitsu ranking.
It's all jiu-jitsu.
So you're not even. So okay. So you are putting this forward, and you're not even at the top rank of jiu-jitsu.
That's how humble I am.
Wow. that's what you've learned.
Almost at the top rank.
And that's what you've learned
with
through jiu-jitsu.
Through jiu-jitsu, the humblest mindset.
Yeah.
So if you can't roll, I'm sorry, you're a fucking peasant.
Damn, dude, I'm a serf.
Yeah, you're a serf. I think that's how you're gonna fix it all.
That's how you fix Brexit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just a complicated situation. Mm-hmm. I see.
That's true.
I see it is.
Yeah.
I see both sides to it.
Do you?
A lot of sides.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's binary.
Yeah, I mean, they just need to have an open conversation.
Yeah.
And I hope
yeah.
they can come to a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Conversation, Brian says.
So I think
that's my solution.
That's your solution. I think my solution to Brexit is anyone with less Twitter followers than me dies.
So you have the least Twitter followers.
So I'm.
Oh, I would die.
You're done.
You do the opposite.
You're done.
I would do
anyone
the opposite.
Anyone with more?
Yeah.
No,
because now I'm on the top.
Oh, I gotta be the alpha. Now I gotta run the world.
All right.
No. I agree with you, Diego. I think people with more Twitter followers than you should die. Because
here's who should die.
Who's going to give me a job?
You want a society that is run by people who are obsessed with Twitter or people who are too busy to be on Twitter?
I want a society where no matter what, I will die.
Okay.
That's the one I want.
I just really don't like people that are verified but have like 1,000 followers. How'd that happen?
That's because they
Those
have
are
like
journalists.
A, yeah.
Well, why are they so special now? I'm a comedian. What the fuck is the difference?
A big thing.
I speak the
truth.
You
didn't go to school.
I did go to school.
You didn't.
I feel like this is a pain point.
Listen, I didn't go to school either.
You did, but not for very long.
No, I went for less.
Somehow than less than I did.
Yeah. And I'm also not verified, but I think I've had sex with enough verified people that I kind of caught it, like HPV.
To reply to every person who has a blue check mark, like, that's not funny. Just assuming they're all comedians. Like, that's not a fucking, that's a bad joke.
This sucks. You're like, I don't care about the opioid crisis in the American Southeast.
What's the third thing? Yeah. This callback is dated.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah. It is funny looking at people that are on Twitter that are not comedians. Like, you just say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of beautiful, though.
In a way, they're just like,
oh, I'm so jealous of it.
The sun is real hot today. You're
just
like,
being like, gotta get some pants.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 20, like 3 hours later, you're like, got some pants.
Exactly.
And like, that's it?
There's too much irony in the world. I think we're due for a shift back to sincerity.
Yeah, that's fair. I like that. I'm a big fan of sincerity. Wait, Cinderella. That's what I'm
the band? Mike's clutching his Gucci. His Gucci fanny pack.
My fake
tighter.
Gucci fanny pack and my fucking hunting shirt that I'm wearing. And I'm like, yeah, there's too much irony in the world.
Your mustache just disappeared.
I can't wait to die from irony poisoning. Jesus Christ. My body's going to be like, hey, what if, my heart's going to be like, hey, what if I shut off?
Right, right.
and then it just stops working.
What if I had a stroke?
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if I went to 10% brain functionality? I have kind of a bit. Well, it's not really a bit, but it's just that I look the way that no matter what I'm wearing, it looks like I'm wearing it ironically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
even
yeah.
if I was like in a hospital in scrubs, people would be like, oh, it's like a funny joke. This guy dressed up like a doctor. And I'm like, no, like, I'm a doctor. They're like, come on, buddy.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see them making fun of you.
No, I can't see that. I can see anyone making fun of me. It's like, what could you point out?
Oh, man.
You know, tread lightly. That's what I said.
Someone would say tread lightly.
Someone would say tread lightly because, well, you are a brown belt in shushitsu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a black belt in jujitsu.
You bought one while I was at work on eBay.
I just found one. That's the thing about the belt. Here's the thing about the belt ranking system in martial arts. It's too easy to obtain one, not through the correct channels.
Sure, but it doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
I could go online and just buy a black belt.
Yeah. Okay.
And wear it.
Prove it.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I'll take it from you.
No, you won't.
See, you're a very results-oriented person. It's not about the process.
I'm just saying there should be some kind of system in place where you can't...
Verification.
Yeah. So you can't...
Purchase a black belt.
You can't purchase a black belt unless you get it through some kind of accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way you say that word. But...
Like those, name the stop sign sort of things. But then, like, fill it with just jujitsu moves.
Yeah.
Or it's like a thing where you get it. Because usually, I guess because it's usually a thing where at a school, you're given one.
Yeah.
But I could just go online and buy one.
You can.
So I think it should be a thing where it's like a wholesaler's license.
Well, what happens on, and I oddly, this is funny because the only Reddit stuff I know is Reddit BJJ, Jiu-Jitsu Reddit, which is very nice. Everyone's very nice on Reddit BJJ.
Yeah.
So people were making fun of Reddit for being terrible. I'm like, really?
And then you looked anywhere else.
Yeah, looked anywhere else. I was like, oh, I got it. You have to, you when you have your name on Reddit, your belt rank it appears next to it, like a little logo of it. And to do that, you have to send them a picture of you with your belt and like one other thing. I think like your instructor's name or something like that to actually verify
that.
And it's like, they could do something like that where it's like, there's diplomas in jiu-jitsu. Like when you get your black belt, you get a diploma.
Yeah, I think it should be the thing where only whoever's in charge of the gym should be able to buy them.
Yeah.
But even if I was a black belt, I wouldn't ever want to advertise that. I'm all about like power and restraint. I'd rather not tell anyone.
Uh-huh.
Know I could kick your ass at any time.
Sure.
I'm about restraints too.
Mm-hmm. Number one. Brian, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
We had so much fun with you. The thing about this podcast is, you know, the listeners, they love it. They love when we have guests. They love finding out
when we don't have guests.
They love following the guests. So what are your
plugs?
Plugs.
We already mentioned your Twitter. What else you got? Well, you got any shows coming up in the next 6 to 8 weeks?
6 to 8 weeks.
Well, this comes out next
weeks?
Week.
Next week. Oh, that's next week. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. So I'm most active on Instagram, so you can follow me at It's Brian Park.
That's a good one.
And April 13th, I am doing this show called Who Made the Potato Salad, which is hosted and produced by a Daily Show writer named X Mayo. And this month is all Asian. So it's a 24-hour sketch show, all Asian writers, all Asian actors, and it should be a lot of fun.
What do you mean 24-hour sketch show?
Like, so last month they had all black performers and all black writers. Mm-hmm. And so the writers meet at 8 a.m. and they just write sketches until 5 p.m. And mm-hmm. then the actors come at 5 p.m. and then memorize and rehearse until 11 p.m. and the show goes on.
Whoa, that's brutal.
That's pretty cool, though.
That's cool. Yeah. You can't have a job. Cool. So I might go to that. That's sick as hell. Cool. Follow Michael Brucey at Michael Brucey. Follow me at Hi. This Diego Lopez.
Yes.
BrainMachineNetwork.com and at Brain Machine. Any questions, please email alittletimepod@gmail.com
mm-hmm.
or hit us up on either DM. Thank you so much for listening. 5-star rate review, please. Bye.
Add a little time pod.
Add a little time pod. Everything.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Drink an energy drink.
Drink an energy drink.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.